from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tyler was a damn shame for that. That was one of the meanest things.
Like when I was videoing, I knew what was going to happen.
No, except for the laughter in the background of the video.
Oh my God, his ankles are broken.
Damn, dog. I was thinking. I said, man, I watched a lot of what I call him, Isaiah Hutchinson at Iowa State. At least the times they played Kansas, I didn't know he had this in him.
Back when he had ankles,
pointing and laughing at him. What are those? You are listening to KILT, KILT HD2. And Odyssey Station in The Drive. Adam Spillane in for Clint Sterner. The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. And as Brandon said, you were just listening in the loop. As Brandon said, Adam Spillane is in the building. And I'm trying to be happy for you, but I learned that Adam Spillane has power.
Lucky son of a bitch.
You got power, Tyler?
Hell no.
No, I don't either. But man, congratulations. Happy for you for the most part.
Thank you. It's been 48 hours almost. So
Adam Spillane.
It's nice and cold.
Do you have any pets?
No.
No, Adam Spillane, no kids, no pets.
It's great.
Just sitting
so quiet.
There clean.
TV's working.
I got three kids under 10 and a puppy, and we just riding, baby. Tyler's got three kids that he calls kids that are puppies,
and
we all know
if
you've listened to this show, his feelings among puppies and his dogs are a little stronger than maybe some.
Yeah, I care about dogs.
Yeah. Well, he cares, and even a step further. So good for you, man. Congratulations, man. I hope you feel good about that. And hopefully we're soon behind.
I'm peanut butter and jelly, yeah, Spo.
It's been great. Hopefully these Astros games go quickly so I can get home to my air-conditioned home quickly after the game.
Yeah, from the text line, Ron is back. I've been here. Messing up as usual. I'm sorry, man. Listen.
That person must not have AC Xavier, either. They're cranky.
Xavier Hutchinson. Isaiah. I'm sorry. Maybe Isaiah or Xavier is upset. That's fine. I apologize.
It's not like you messed up Diggs' name.
Nah, man. I got Stephon's name.
It's not like you messed up Nico's name.
I got Tank and Nathaniel. I got his government and it. Hey, maybe.
And you got the number, too.
Yeah. I'm going to fool around and forget John Metchie's name here in a second if he don't turn it around here.
You ain't lying.
No, I can't forget John. I can't forget John. But, no, man.
Guy beat cancer. Show some respect.
Okay. There you go. Here he goes. Always gotta
off and running.
We just can't have no little jokes, man. We can't have a little fun. You got to throw this cancer thing in. I was just kidding.
Almost died.
Damn, John. Man, I'm sorry, man. John Metchie, the guy, Alabama. There you go. Daniel. What's his name from Karate Kid? That was a celebration. Shout out to to John.
Danielson.
There you go. There you go. Man, I'm just kidding. Damn, man. You always got to bring it down, Adam. Adam's messy as hell. I always learn that. The guy be catching. We all know it's a joke. Damn, Adam. Adam Spillane catches.
Almost died.
Okay. Are you done?
He's still landing that plane, is, baby.
Man.
I love it.
Just kicking me in the nuts, man. You got air, man. Chill. I bet you somebody had your air. He probably had his stuff set on 77. You seem like somebody sit up there old and hot.
What is your go-to thermostat setting, Spo?
It depends. Like, at night, 73. I like it
really?
Kind of cool when I sleep.
That's hot to me to sleep.
Right now, because I left, it's at 80 after I left.
Rod, you were right.
I almost punched him in the face. I did. At least in
I'm not paying for that electricity when I'm not there.
Damn, bro, I could not do it.
So you walk in just. Do you have a time to drop?
No.
So you walk in hot.
When I walk in, I'll turn it down.
I sleep on 67 degrees.
Oh, no.
Now you tripping. You tripping on that.
I'm very hot nature.
I worry that my AC isn't even powerful enough to get down to 67 in this state, in the city.
I'm a 71. 71. Type of fella. That's probably where we land.
72 to 74 during the day, 67 to sleep.
Dang, I feel bad for Megan. I feel 67.
She loves it too. Yeah, she needs it too.
That's crazy. All right. Appreciate you jumping in with us. From the text line, people being nasty, 69, 24/7. Okay. Thanks.
It's really about the 69.
We'll get to Shohei Ohtani here in a second. But and just as a heads up. If you did not see the celebration that Shohei Ohtani had once he stole a base, we will have that for you a little bit later. And nobody can break that down quite like Adam Spillane. So he will break down.
I've been watching the film for the last three or four minutes. I'm ready.
I know you are.
That's dedicated prep.
I can't wait. I'll be honest. I can't wait for that. That's coming up. That's coming up soon. That's coming up later on this hour. But I do wanna get here as we have some fun. Just trying to, this feels like a moment where we try to release and let you guys take your mind off things. Unless you're one of the people like Adam and just fresh and cool and street lights and stuff. You can walk at night and everything. But I know there are still many struggling with things. Tyler, can you give us still in this week as it is Thursday, the latest update we have from city officials, center point, what it is.
Yeah, let me grab it just real quick, Show.
Last, to set it up, last time we spoke with you, or Tyler gave us that update last night, it was over a million. And they had made progress the last 2 days, made progress from the start of the show to the middle of the show, towards the end of the show. So the last time it was, they had over a million that they had restored the power for. We want to continue to give you those updates, let you know. Different cooling stations, let you know things. Adam, are they still doing the $5 tickets? Is that
yes,
still tonight?
Yes, that's still tonight.
Still tonight. Yes. This series against the Marlins, $5. So anybody who's taking advantage of that, that's $5 a ticket. You got a family in. That's a tough one to beat. Just to try to beat some of this air conditioning, try to beat some of this heat.
Get you a hot meal if you want it.
Hot meal.
Cold drinks.
Cold one. Drinks. Get hammered. What's the latest update you got?
So literally we got an update from the folks over at CenterPoint literally 2 minutes ago. So this is the absolute latest. The customers affected still without power in the city of Houston. That number is sitting still above 1 million, about 1,058,000 folks out there still without power. They have restored power to 1.2 million people in the greater Houston area, but that is the absolute latest from CenterPoint right there. Again, today, guys, we are under our third straight heat advisory. The city of Houston, go to Alert Houston if you can get some sort of internet access or on your smartphone, Alert Houston to find those cooling centers because we are on day 3 of a heat advisory. You got to stay cool if you don't have AC, man.
And shout out to all the line workers who are braving the heat, and it looks like there might be some bad weather out there. So,
Adam, I'm going to warn you here. If you're going to start shouting out individual groups, you better make sure you shout out every last one of them. Because once you say line workers, there are going to be some people telling you the food service. And the so, let's just speak for Adam and the drive. Everybody.
Shout out to everybody out there.
That was affected in every county, okay? All right, somebody got on me the other day, Adam, and said, hey, man, it's happening more than in just Houston and Harris County. There are other counties outside. So every last
one. What about
one of
Montgomery?
You, Chambers, Montgomery, Fort Bend, all of them. Those of you in Kingwood, whatever county that is in College Station, I believe we got to reach there.
Brazos.
Yes, all of them.
The storm hit Chicago, too.
Chicago, all of those counties. Every last one of them. I believe it hit St. Louis, so St. Louis County as well. Clayton, all of them. Every single one of them.
Parts of Mexico were affected.
First responders.
Yep. Jamaica, too.
All of everybody. Yep. Lawn service people, everybody involved. Trash pickup, all of you. Just
want to
make sure no one's left out. Everybody, okay? Because I know some people don't. I'm gonna tell you, don't
strippers.
Start individual strippers, hookers.
Strippers out there. Yes they're
out.
Working
Those
hard.
Those of you are stepping out. Congratulations, great morning. Some of you are getting ready right now
to really
bring joy to people in a tough time. We thank you. All right. So everybody, all of you, we're not leaving anybody out. Okay, Target workers, Walmart workers, Aldi's, all of you. All right, every last one of you.
They're doing H-E-B curbside right
H-E-B
now,
curbside, Sonic, Home Depot, Lowe's,
Kroger,
everybody, all of you. You get a, everybody.
Are there still Albertsons out there?
Albertsons out there. Those of you at Randall's, we thank all of you out there.
What about Kroger?
Kroger, you've said Kroger.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. All right, everybody out there. All right, so Tyler, we've had this conversation. We've had these conversations before, Adam. You know this too, and I think yours may go a little different. Adam, I think you would agree, Tyler. Adam has a don't give a rip factor that rolls through him.
Oh yeah, and I love that about sports.
Adam will say how it feels, really, really just nonchalant and just say it. And I do too. I'm probably a little louder with it, but I do too. And there are times where I think you know when you have a take or opinion or a thought that. This is one where people are probably going to have a little problem with it. Probably going to kill. I knew as soon as this came out where my heart and mind went. And I tell you this all the time. I don't just make up things and try to get under people's skin. You can ask Tyler, who works with me every day. I don't say things I don't believe in or feel, but this is just how I felt.
I can vouch for that 100%.
This announcement, this came from Chandler Rome. Jose Altuve is skipping the All-Star game, opting to rest a sore left hand, according to the Astros. By the way, with that...
Really, really happy.
Jose Altuve hasn't attended an All-Star game since 2018 at Nationals Park. Fans have elected him to start the game both in 21, 22, and this year in 24. So three times he was voted by the fans. But Altuve opted out of both exhibitions, citing nagging injuries, like he is doing right now. Neither of which, I don't think this one will either, required a trip to the IL, as he played all the way up into the All-Star game and played immediately after, which I believe he will do. And you cover this team as well as anybody. And I will just tell you how I feel when I see this and when I put it all together. Something about it, I just don't. Something about this I just don't feel right about. Like, I'm not saying it's a major deal. I'm not saying it's a huge deal. There is something, and I think it's still maybe the fan in me of the All-Star game and the fan of the league and a fan of a sport that probably could still have, you know, more interest and more growth. That, man, you've been voted now three times by the fans to play in the All-Star game. And you have punted on it with nagging injury. You've punted on it, and you haven't played since 18. And you've been in. You've been voted in three, and then selected in four total. And you just keep skipping the All-Star game. And I can't also help but to think that there is maybe some avoidance of, you know, what it's like on the big stage with. Not to say he's afraid, but in the All-Star setting where. This is the entire league probably going to give him the business, which he sees all around, but maybe not as big as an All-Star game setting. It's just something about this, Adam, kind of rubs me a bit of the wrong way, that I feel like fans are voting you in. Hey, go play two innings.
It's not just You go and you play two innings. Like, it's a whole, there's a whole lot of, you have a whole lot of responsibilities when you go to the All-Star game. Like, you're there Sunday night. You have all sorts of media obligations that you have to do on Monday. You have media obligations that you have to do on Tuesday. You're playing in the game. You know, I think he just wants to be home and be with the family. And it's no surprise that he pulled out of this thing. He was never going to play. I think the hand just kind of gave him.
I was
going to
say, do you think you cover this team? You know,
he was never going to play.
You think the hand is stopping him? You think if he didn't have the hand, he wouldn't?
So you mean he hurt his hand on Friday, didn't play Saturday, he played Sunday, he played Tuesday. He played last night. I imagine he'll play tonight. I imagine he'll play Friday. I imagine he'll play Saturday. And I imagine he'll play Sunday. And then he wants the rest of the hand on. I just don't think he wants to do it. I just don't think he wants to go.
Hand or not?
I think he wants the break. You know,
so you're
it's a nice four-day break.
This isn't a coincidence of he hasn't played in 2018. He just happens to have an injury every year that prevents him, even though it doesn't put him on the.
He said in 21 his legs were sore.
That's right. Yeah. It was the leg sore. That's right. Because him, Presley, Correa had...
Daniela had a doctor's appointment with the pregnancy.
Yes, and so the baby was delivered in November.
Yes. After the World Series.
That's July. So, and I remember they all set that one out. I don't know, man. It just...
I just don't think they want to go. Like,
Well, clearly they don't. I don't think this is just a, hey, Altuve is... like. It's not a coincidence to me. This is four times. In 2018... Oh, man.
I think that if you're a player like Altuve and you've been through it as often as he has, I think he just wants the break. He's 33, 34 years old. I think that he wants to have 4 days off in the middle of a very long season. He's played a lot this season. You know, it's not like he's been hurt for most of the year or anything like that. Like, he's played basically every single game. I think he just wants a couple days off. And,
clearly.
And I don't blame him for that either. I think that when you've played in as many All-Star games as he has over the course of his career, it's not that big a deal anymore.
Clearly it isn't. I just see it and I'm like, oh, man, you've been voted in 3 years, not in a row, but the last three times you've been in an All-Star, you've been voted in as a starter. You're like, nah, I'm good.
I mean, they do that in the Pro Bowl all the time.
I'm good. Yeah, but the Pro Bowl is different. Like, I mean, the Pro Bowl is it's different to me. I'm not saying your opinion is dead wrong or something on this. I'm just telling you, when I saw it, and I said to Tyler, I said, when's the last time he's played in the All-Star game? And played since 18. I'm like, damn, he's been voted in by the fans all those years, and he's just like, I'm good. From the text line, sorry, Ron, look at the big picture. And he does really need the BS from still bitter fans, Bill. Yeah, so you think that, like, how much do you, because I do, because I'm with you, Bill, I do think that he is avoiding some of the fan stuff. Like, it's hard for me not to think that's a part of he just doesn't want to go. As you say that, he just doesn't want to go. I think there is something. And by the way, I will say this, and maybe this doesn't matter to any of you out there when you see the All-Star game, it is still a big deal to me to see, like, not a big deal, but something I look at, oh, my team's out there. I know for my son, it's a big deal for him. He's going to see Bobby Witt. He's out there, right? Sal Perez, he's out there. He's going to see there. By the way, I ain't tell you this, Tyler, Nicholas is really pushing the boundaries here. Like, he's...
With what?
He's trying to slip over to the Astros is what Nicholas is trying to do.
That's her youngest, right?
Yeah, he's really
tell him to jump on the big orange wagon.
Kyle Tucker.
Tell him King Tuck.
He's trying to slide over there. Like, he can see and point out Jose Altuve. I think he's got him in the street clothes. So he's trying.
I wish I would have known this when you had him up here the other day. I would have chatted with him a bit.
But there's still something where it's like, oh, my guys are playing. By the way, I don't think there's a real strong possibility the Astros won't have anybody participate in this game. Now, some of you, I'm sure, may not. That doesn't do anything for you at all, doesn't care at all. I think some it does, but now we see Alvarez, who has this tight hip. That could be a sign of him being out. We know he doesn't even want anything to do with a home run derby, so maybe that's a sign to it, too. We know that Kyle Tucker is not going to play in it as he's a reserve. And I think Ronel Blanco has a great chance to make it, but he's going to pitch on Saturday.
Sunday.
On Sunday. Hell, even worse. He's going to pitch on Sunday, so he's not going to be available to pitch on Tuesday. So I think the Astros may not have anybody there to represent them, which to you, maybe it's nothing. I look at that, I'm like, damn, man, you didn't got voted in three times. And
yeah, I
don't give a rip.
If I were a fan, I do understand why fans would be frustrated about that. And we were talking, like, Tyler took the time to vote.
Tyler's voted. a five time a day voter.
Tyler voted, what, you said 10 times?
Probably, yeah, around 8-10 times, yeah.
It's like, it takes you 3 minutes to fill out the ballot. So that's 30 minutes of Tyler's life that was devoted to getting Jose Altuve into the All-Star game. And Jose Altuve just kind of thumbed his nose at Tyler.
He really did. Little punk.
I don't know, man.
I get it, though. I get why you don't want to do it. Like, it would be one thing
One time I got you. This is four times, man, that he's just like, I'm good.
I think the only time Jose Altuve will ever play in the All-Star game again is if it's here.
If it's here.
That's the only time he would do it.
Somebody text in. You think Jose is avoiding Arlington?
I mean, two of the times that he missed, one was L.A. and the other was Arlington. So yeah, I think that maybe plays a part. I just don't think he wants to do it. Like, I don't think you got to sit. You got to do media for an hour on Monday.
I think he doesn't want to do it. I'll be honest with you. I think I'm also in like the 12-year-old run. If I were 12-year-old Tyler, and I was an Astros fan through and through, and like Tyler, this is the truth. Altuve's his favorite player, I'd be pissed. I wouldn't be justifying myself to, hey, man, this is smart for the rest of the season. He doesn't want to be there. If I was 12, I'd be pissed. I want to see 2-7. I wouldn't say it like that, but I'd be hot. All right, coming up, we had to move some things around. So the turd list will be later on in this hour. And I was inspired by a conversation from Patrick Creighton, our very own Tyler Milner, and Figgy Fig. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Clint is out. Adam Spolane is in with us. You can catch his work as he does a great job, especially covering, not especially, he covers it all. Covers the NFL, as I sit up there with him at Texans games every Sunday, and nobody better than with the Rockets and the Houston Astros. You can catch his work, sportsradio610.com, and check out his podcast, him and Brandon Scott, H-Town Hoops. Those are dropped weekly, right?
Not quite out of season.
Out of season, not as much out of season. I know during the draft, if you want to get the best coverage and conversation about the draft, and what the Rockets did,
and they haven't done anything in free agency, so there's nothing to talk about from that.
What is going on, man? I just expected something. So say I just expected from what I heard reports that they were trying to make some move. I expected a little bit more than just re-signing guys.
Nope, that was all it was going to be. Okay, come back to me in February.
Come back to me in February. Yeah, we'll see. Well, that Spo is in with us today, and Tyler, as I said to you, I knew this was going to be one that gets folks. But listen, as someone texted in and said, and I thought it was a good thing, like a very, very fair text about the World Baseball Classic. He shouldn't be playing in exhibition games. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you've listened to me here for 4 years, many of you even longer than that. And I'm a radio host that talks for 4 hours a day. I am going to contradict myself from time to time. I am. Just some things hit me different, right? Like, yes, I don't think anyone should be near the WBC, although I also believe the intensity level in the WBC is a lot.
That's not an exhibition.
Yeah, that's
a real competition.
That's real. That is real. That is on the level of postseason competition, especially for pitchers who are coming from spring training when they're just trying to slowly get themselves going into, hey, this is for it all. So I do think it's a little different, but I do think the comp is fair, and I don't want anybody near it. But yeah, to me, this feels different. Like, I would say this, speaking of contradiction, like if Mike Trout just thumbed his nose up to the fans who voted him 3 years in a row to be the starting center fielder in the All-Star game, and he just said, no, man, not only am I not going to play, I'm just not even going to show up to be an ambassador for the game. Would you – I feel like your feelings for Mike Trout, you'd be like, what a does this guy think he is?
Well, first of all, this is a giant hypothetical because Mike Trout would have to be healthy.
Okay.
Good for you, Pat. No, yeah, that's an interesting thought.
If he thumbed his nose up, you would feel differently than you do right now. Because Tyler is like, oh, forget it. Because you're in your mind, you're thinking second half. That's what you're thinking.
Yes.
But, so, I mean, like, we all have little contradictions. Because I'm telling you right now, Mike Trout might make a turd list if he did this 3 years in a row.
I don't know.
Because
I don't care enough about a dude that only plays a quarter of every season.
Yes,
you
do, because you keep coming back to his stats. Do you know the excitement you get? And to your point, it has happened about three of the 4 years that we have done this show together.
Death, taxes, and Mike Trout
and
injuries,
the excitement in your voice and face when he goes down. And you get
to
report.
Well, to be clear, though, it's not like I'm rooting for the guy's injury. I just hate this guy.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, listen, though. The reasoning is he is the media's darling, and everyone just talks. And I get it. He is a great baseball player. But he ain't ever healthy, man.
The look is, ha-ha! Hey, he don't even come in my ear and ask me.
Did you see
hit the sounder? Got it for you. Don't worry, I got it. Guess what, guys? You'll never believe it. Mike Trout's hurt.
Shocker.
Did you see the smile on Tyler's face when he just said that?
Yes! Look at it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the greatest ball players ever.
He is.
When he's around.
Oh,
yeah.
But the All-Star game is also, that's the biggest stage that Mike Trout gets all season because of how bad that team is.
Yeah.
Jose Altuve at least gets to play on bigger stages in postseason, whether it's the Division Series or Championship Series or World Series. So at least you get to see him when the games matter the most. And for Trout, he's not in the All-Star game this year because he's hurt, but this would be the biggest stage that he would get, and then he'll go play the next 3 months of the season, and the Angels will lose 60% of those games, and then his season will end at game 162.
Yeah, I'll admit, and like I said, this is not going to be always the case. It is probably a contradiction. It probably is. I'll probably come back in something that you could push back. Oh, Ron, I bet you, what was you talking about with Altuve at the All-Star game? He's probably right. I'm just saying for some reason that fan's voting for that man 3 years and him not just you made this point and we didn't get to that. He's not playing the little two innings or inning. He's not even there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He don't even go to be an ambassador.
That's a long trip.
You're this idiot. It's a long trip.
It's a long trip.
All right. Listen, we'll get to that because
you got to go to the airport and you get on the plane and then you get on the, you got to drive back to the airport, go to the hotel and check in.
I will say our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right. I was inspired a bit by you guys' conversation the other day about the most overhyped Houston Texans. And I listened to it. You had Joe Mixon. I believe Patrick had Jimmy Ward. And Figgy had... Oh, I can't remember who Figgy had.
I
can't remember who Figgy had. But I thought it was a good, interesting conversation. And I heard Ian Rappaport talking about the rat poison thing and then the mist of it, Adam. I then found my person. And then we got to slow down a bit and pump the brakes. Here's Ian Rappaport who just, I don't know if Ian misspoke or just got excited speaking here, but he just rolled this one out.
Yes, C.J. Stroud is awesome. And I really do believe Tank Dell. I mean, he really does have a chance to be among the greats in the game, certainly among the greats today. I mean,
Tank Dell among the greats in the game. Like, ever?
Hold on, Joe.
And then he said amongst the greats of the game today. Like, listen, I'm impressed with Tank Dell, and I'm telling you, when Tank Dell is your third receiver, woo! You got something. We'll talk about the skill positions here a little bit later, but we got to pump the brakes a tad. I found my guy. Tank Dell is the one where I think Tank Dell is a really, really good receiver and has a chance at some point to probably flirt with Pro Bowl level type of, but like Ian Rappaport amongst the greats of what? Like let's slow down a little bit. I like Tank and I was very impressed for what he did last year and I thought he played better than I thought he did. But I think that's a guy. You had Joe Mixon, he had PC had Jimmy Ward. I think Tank is one we got to pump the brakes just a tad on.
Yeah, you know, I remember we had a conversation last year. It was right before the start of the season. And we were both kind of like, we basically said the same thing. Like, pump your brakes, lower the expectations that you have for Tank Dell. Probably more of a specialist, slot guy, just a guy who makes plays where you try and get the ball in his hands. And then lo and behold, he was one of the best receivers in the NFL last year. Like, he was.
Well, you know, no, I think that's aggressive. Again.
No, PFF had him top 15.
Okay, I know.
So I think that sort of stuff matters. And now you have a full season under your belt, and you think he probably comes back healthy this year.
You think he's one of the top 15 receivers in football?
Yeah, he was production wise last year. I don't think there's
I'm
any doubt
you,
about that.
You think he's one of the top? You think he's one of the top 15 wide receivers in football?
Yes,
Adam.
And
Spolane.
And he only gets better now. The guys that he has around him.
I just want you through the break. Where is he at on this team? Is he the third best receiver on this team?
No, I have him two. I have Nico one, Dell two.
You got Stephon Diggs as the third best receiver on this team?
Yes, I do.
This is what I'm talking about.
And that thing is only going to be a 1 year then.
You're in it. You're in this aggressiveness.
It's a good combo, boys.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, you talk about overhype.
Oh, my goodness. That's just a little, that's a little quick there. I just want you to run through the receivers in the National Football League maybe during this break a little bit and tell me if 15 is a little aggressive.
He graded out better than Mike Evans last year.
Tyler?
Hey, that's a hell of a stat.
He said Mike Evans. Got him above Mike Evans?
Gig him.
Wow. All right.
He was really good last year.
You got some homework to do. Tyler's turd list. We got to move it up because we got our guy Robert Flores will join us at 3:40. So Tyler's turd list coming up. I'm going to need more homework for Adam Spolane because Shohei Ohtani did something. I don't know what the hell it was, but I need Adam Spolane to explain it to me. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Tall Asian guy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As the conversation continues through the break, Tyler's turd list coming up in just a second. All right, Tyler showed this to me this morning. Shohei Ohtani stole second against the Phillies yesterday. And he did a very odd celebration. The second baseman had to come over and cover the throw in Bryson Stott for the Phillies. You may remember him when the Astros played them in the World Series. And he was left in a very odd position based off of the celebration from Shohei Ohtani. So I,
very odd.
Like, to me, I could explain it. Tyler could explain it to our listening audience. But I think Indiana grad, correct? Am I right on that? Indiana Hoosier grad, and not during the Bobby Knight years, probably during the Pat Knight years.
No, Kelvin Sampson and Mike Davis.
Oh, God, you had rough years. No, Mike had a nice little run. Todd Coverdale and crew.
Got to the tournament a couple times.
Yeah, Todd Coverdale got to the Final Four with him. But
Kelvin was building something.
Yeah, till he wasn't.
But kind of got pulled out from under us.
But Indiana Greg, yes. give me your best description to our viewing, our listening audience who can't see it. How would you describe? Because I know you've broken this down.
I'm breaking
Let's
it down
Let's watch
again.
It now. Let's hear it.
So basically what happens is that when Ohtani slides into second base,
okay,
his left hand is on the ground. And as his left hand goes onto the ground,
this is better than I thought.
There appears to be dirt that gets into the glove that he's wearing.
Mm.
And so what he does after he slides in, he motions that he's safe.
Yeah,
he tells
safe.
The umpire, hey, man, I'm safe.
Like Sandlot. Beat you.
He didn't tag me. I can't tell who the umpire is. Didn't have a great angle on it. So he's helping out on the angle. So what Ohtani does is because he's got the dirt in the glove, he takes off his glove and then he shakes it out.
Just shakes it out.
He shakes out the dirt in the glove.
Like, how was this motion of the shaking
out? He's shaking out the glove to get the dirt out of it, and then he puts the glove back on.
Okay, because see, like Tyler...
You guys have both seen the video.
I've seen the video.
Did you see something different than what I saw?
Yeah, I mean, what you described is fine. I just, like, I guess the best way I would say the shaking out motion that you described is a very familiar motion. To me, especially. A very familiar motion. Which,
especially when you don't have power.
Which was just odd, and then it was odd to... Yes, when you don't have power. And it was odd to see the position that the second baseman was in while he was doing the shaking of the hand motion. I felt it was to a point, fellas, where if I was Bryson Stott, I would have to get up and get physical with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, we'd have a problem.
But it's not. Ohtani's not even looking at him. So, like, Ohtani's
even more disrespectful.
You look at me.
Look
when
at
you
me
do
when
that.
You do that act.
If you're
man.
Gonna look away from me, like look away from me, it's like you're.
He's
nothing.
Getting the dirt out of his glove.
I'm just gonna. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, hey man, you wait to get the dirt out of your glove until I rise and I stand up. Like you don't just.
He's got to get ready for the next pitch.
Well, I guess I just. Like it'd have been like.
What do you think is happening in this video that I'm missing?
I don't know what intent was. I'm just telling you what it looked like was something that I used to sell in high school. If you have followed this show,
out of your trunk,
out of my microwave, the second microwave in storage.
I thought it was a trunk.
What'd you sell in high school?
Movies. But
what kind of movies?
The movies you're thinking of. The movies that yeah. that movement
like
would have
Disney
been.
Movies or?
Kind of.
There are kinda. Hidden.
One of them was titled Big Black and On Her Back. But.
Who's it starring?
Peter Thomas is the star of one of them. So.
Jacket his little wiener.
Peter Thomas is the star of Coffee, Tea, or Meat. So, I mean, that was another very classic one for it. But I just, like for me, man, we would have to, we'd have to fight because. That motion that he did seeming to be more acceptable in that field of movies that I'm talking about than on the field in Lincoln Financial Park.
Jacking his little wiener.
That was.
Out of the get table, the dirt Carlos. Out of his
glove. Get the dirt out of his glove. Well, he succeeded, I guess, and Bryson Stott had to be there for it. Tyler's turn, listen.
That was such a damn good conversation.
I'm still
pro
watching.
Athletes are sometimes a lot to handle,
which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it, baby. Who got the bronze this week?
Yes, sir. Full podium of Turdish behavior around the sports world. Once again, the bronze medal this week is going to go to one of the inspirations of the turd list.
No.
That is those dingoes up in the Bronx. Those Yankee turds up in New York.
They're struggling.
Yes.
Tough June.
And
huh?
It is awesome.
The reverse of the Astros in June.
We need Juan Soto to hit some homers here, okay?
The Yankees, man.
Are you in a rotisserie league or something?
Their performance on the baseball diamond has been nothing short of extremely turdish. As Ron just mentioned, the Yankees have been sucking, and anytime the Yankees are sucking, that brings a giant smile to my face. You think I smile big when Mike Trout gets hurt? Oh, no.
So you're admitting it.
When the Yankees, whenever they screw up, whenever they suck, whenever they lose games, I am thrilled. They get the bronze this week. The Yankees are 6-16. Since June 1st.
And
you know, they have lost 17 of their last 24 games.
His hatred is deep. They made the turd list for struggling.
It's turdish baseball.
That bad.
Yeah, they look
the
like.
The Astros would have loved that to start the year.
Yes.
They put them on the turd list for playing.
The damn Yankees are playing baseball like a bunch of turds.
Better than the Astros in April.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's true.
What's the silver?
Yankees are now two games back in the AL East. And if you're a Yankees fan, man, I see it on Twitter a lot. Like people, when they were doing good earlier this year, just like getting all hyped. These are not your great great grandfather's pinstripes, people. This is not the 1923 Yankees. Everyone calm the hell down. Yankees are sucking. They get the bronze. Silver medal this week.
1923.
Let me just say this. If it was not for one particular thing, this was an easy gold medal. He's honestly lucky. But for the very first time in the history of Tyler's turd list,
oh no,
a member of the drive, this very show, has landed on the podium, and he is getting a silver medal. That, of course, is Clint Stern.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, well, you have that much PTO. It's nice.
Is Clint not here a lot?
Easy.
Easy. Well, wish I could figure out how to get that PTO. Sterner! You are getting the silver medal this week, my friend. I love you, bro. But your take, and you doubled down on it yesterday. Adam Spillane, I don't know if you heard this. I don't have any audio because I can't bear to listen to it again. It hurts my heart. Clint Sterner just simply does not view dogs the way I and many others do.
Knew this was coming.
Clint Sterner was emphatic that I should leave my three dogs in my house without electricity for hours at a time, and they'd be just fine.
I agree.
And as I told him, maybe they would be. But you don't do that if you're a dog owner. You don't put your pups out in the heat. You don't leave them in a hot house for an extended period of time. That is dangerous. I love my dogs. It's okay for people to view their dogs differently and treat them differently. I get some people have outside dogs. That's fine. They cannot be left, should not be left, in a powerless home for hours at a time.
You have three dogs?
I do. Got a whole pack.
That's a lot of dogs.
It is.
How big are they? Are they like small? Are they big?
I got like one.
They range.
I got one like really big one medium, and one small.
I like that. I like the diversity in types of dogs.
It really is. It really is. But yeah, I won't spend any more time on it.
We saw this one coming.
Yes, you should. Clint Sterner, silver medal, first member of the drive to ever be on the podium. And the only reason that Clint Sterner did not get the gold is because, obviously, we are feeling the effects still to this day, right now, this hour, of bitch-ass Beryl. Hurricane Beryl. Screw off, man. It is way too early in the hurricane season for us to be without power for days, if not a week or more on
day
end.
Day four right here, baby.
Yes. So the gold medal was really easy.
Whatever the hell is rolling in right now, I'm guessing it's not going to help the cases for many of us who are out of power right now.
Yeah, we don't need no more water, man. But bitch-ass Beryl was an easy decision. Everyone out there, stay cool, stay calm. We're all struggling with this. We're all irritated. I've been seeing a lot of like fights and stuff at the gas stations. We're going to get through it, people. It's going to be okay. Shout out to everybody working on getting us power back. But bitch-ass Beryl, Hurricane Beryl, easy gold turd medal winner this week on Tyler's turd list. That'll do it for the list, boys.
All right, I got a couple honorable mentions. At least
honorable mentions.
I would say Dylan Brooks.
Oh no!
Yeah. Come on, man. Like, I'm playoff trying, my guy. And I'm trying. That's good, man. Like, come on, man. What is, like, he, like, you know, and I said I got a couple. It's just Dylan. I mean, he just wakes up. He wakes up to be on the turn list. Like, oh, come on, man. Like, he wakes up with the, like, I, honest to God, I think he wakes up and says, how can I win this week? I mean, first, all the ridiculous trash that he is talking that he cannot back up against that team. He cannot back up against that team of the United States. Nothing. He is the new, like, what Russ used to say about Patrick Beverley, just doing all these movements and staring down. And that stare down thing he does where he just stands there, that's the lamest thing I've seen in sports in a long time. And then, you know my man, Book, is doing an interview and you're just going to walk through with your silly backpack.
Set the tone for the season.
What season?
First of all, they might be teammates here in 6 months.
Say, setting the tone. Setting the tone for what? I bet he walked out just, yeah, I got him with that one.
They're fighting it out for the play-in next year, those two.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Dylan gets on my nerves.
I love it. How can anybody be mad at Dylan Brooks?
How?
He's a joy.
He's a joy.
Okay. Just reel it in a little, bud. Reel it in a little.
At a foot length. He is hot to trot.
Dylan, you be you, okay? Don't let them change you.
Dylan, you be you. You've been watching episodes of Jenny Jones or something.
Don't let them change you, Dylan.
All right, coming up, a little Big Three at Three. We'll look at last night's game as the Astros take the series against the Marlins. They handle business yesterday. But the big news with Jose Altuve involving the All-Star game, we will let you know about that. And dive a little deeper to last night's USA game against Canada. That is coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Turd Ferguson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To me, especially. A very familiar motion. Which,
especially when you don't have power.
Which was just odd, and then it was odd to... Yes, when you don't have power. And it was, but it was odd to see the position that the second baseman was in while he was doing the shaking of the hand motion. I felt it was to a point, fellas, where if I was Bryson Stott, I would have to get up and get physical with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, we'd have a problem.
But it's not. Ohtani's not even looking at him. So, like, Ohtani's
even more disrespectful.
You look at me.
Look
when
at
you
me
do
when
that.
You do that act.
If
to
you're
me,
gonna
man.
Look away from me, like look away from me, it's like you're.
He's
nothing.
Getting the dirt I'm out
just,
of his glove.
I'm just gonna. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, hey man, you wait to get the dirt out of your glove until I rise and I stand up. Like you don't just.
You got to get ready for the next pitch.
Well, I guess I just. Like it'd have been like.
What do you think is happening in this video that I'm missing?
I don't. I don't know what intent was. I'm just telling you what it looked like was something that I used to sell in high school. If you have followed this show,
out of your trunk,
out of my microwave, the second microwave in storage.
I thought it was a trunk.
What'd you sell in high school?
Movies. But
what kind of movies?
The movies you're thinking of. The movies that that movement
like
would have
Disney
been.
Movies or
kind of.
There are kinda. Hidden.
One of them was titled "Big Black and on Her Back," but
who's it starring?
Peter Thomas is the star of one of them. So.
Jacket his little wiener.
Peter Thomas is the star of Coffee, Tea, or Me. So, I mean, that was another very classic one for it. But I just, like, for me, man, we'd have to fight because that motion that he did seeming to be more acceptable in that field of movies that I'm talking about than on the field in Lincoln Financial Park. Get the dirt out of his glove. Well, he succeeded, I guess, and Bryson Stott had to be there for it. Tyler's turnless.
That was such a damn good conversation.
I'm still
pro
watching.
Athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it, baby. Who got the bronze this week?
Yes, sir. Full podium, a Turdish behavior around the sports world. Once again, the bronze medal this week is going to go to one of the inspirations of the turd list.
No.
That is those dingoes up in the Bronx. Those Yankee turds up in New York.
They're struggling.
Yes.
Tough June.
And
huh?
It is awesome.
The reverse of the Astros in June.
We need Juan Soto to hit some homers here, okay?
The Yankees, man.
Are you in a rotisserie league or something?
Their performance on the baseball diamond has been nothing short of extremely turdish. As Ron just mentioned, the Yankees have been sucking, and anytime the Yankees are sucking, that brings a giant smile to my face. You think I smile big when Mike Trout gets hurt? Oh, no.
So you're admitting it.
When the Yankees, whenever they screw up, whenever they suck, whenever they lose games, I am thrilled. They get the bronze this week. The Yankees are 6-16 since June 1st.
And
you know, they have lost 17 of their last 24 games.
His hatred is deep. They made the turd list for struggling.
It's Turdish baseball.
That bad?
Yeah, they look like
the Astros would have loved that to start the year.
Yes.
They put them on the turd list for playing.
The damn Yankees are playing baseball like a bunch of turds.
Better than the Astros in April.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's true.
What's the silver?
Yankees are now two games back in the AL East. And if you're a Yankees fan, man, I see it on Twitter a lot. Like people, when they were doing good earlier this year, just like getting all hyped. These are not your great great grandfather's pinstripes, people. This is not the 1923 Yankees. Everyone calm the hell down. Yankees are sucking. They get the bronze. Silver medal this week.
1923.
Let me just say this. If it was not for one particular thing, this was an easy gold medal. He's honestly lucky. But for the very first time in the history of Tyler's turd list,
oh no,
a member of The Drive, this very show, has landed on the podium, and he is getting a silver medal. That, of course, is Clint Stern.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, well, you have that much PTO. It's nice.
Is Clint not here a lot?
Easy.
Easy. Well, I wish I could figure out how to get that PTO. Sterner! You are getting the silver medal this week, my friend. I love you, bro. But your take, and you doubled down on it yesterday. Adam Splain, I don't know if you heard this. I don't have any audio because I can't bear to listen to it again. It hurts my heart. Clint Sterner just simply does not view dogs the way I and many others do.
Dude, this was coming.
Clint Sterner was emphatic that I should leave my three dogs in my house without electricity for hours at a time, and they'd be just fine.
I agree.
And as I told him, maybe they would be. But you don't do that if you're a dog owner. You don't put your pups out in the heat. You don't leave them in a hot house for an extended period of time. That is dangerous. I love my dogs. It's okay for people to view their dogs differently and treat them differently. I get some people have outside dogs. That's fine. They cannot be left, should not be left, in a powerless home for hours at a time.
You have three dogs?
I do. Got a whole pack.
That's a lot of dogs.
It is.
How big are they? Are they like small? Are they big?
I got like one. They range. I got one like really big one, one medium, and one small.
I like that. I like the diversity in types of dogs.
It really is. It really is. But yeah, I won't spend any more time on it.
We saw this one coming.
Yes, you should. Clint Sterner, silver medal, first member of the Drive to ever be on the podium. And the only reason that Clint Sterner did not get the gold is because, obviously, we are feeling the effects still to this day, right now, this hour, of bitch-ass Beryl. Hurricane Beryl. Screw off, man. It is way too early in the hurricane season for us to be without power for days, if not a week or more on
day
end.
Day four right here, baby.
Yes. So the gold medal was really easy.
Whatever the hell is rolling in right now, I'm guessing it's not going to help the cases for many of us who are out of power right now.
Yeah, we don't need no more water, man. But bitch-ass Beryl was an easy decision. Everyone out there, stay cool, stay calm. We're all struggling with this. We're all irritated. I've been seeing a lot of like fights and stuff at the gas stations. We're going to get through it, people. It's going to be okay. Shout out to everybody working on getting us power back. But bitch-ass Beryl, Hurricane Beryl, easy gold turd medal winner this week on Tyler's turd list. That'll do it for the list, boys.
All right, I got a couple honorable mentions. At least
one. Honorable mentions.
I would say Dylan Brooks. Come on, man. Like I'm off trying, my guy. And I'm trying.
That's good,
man. Like, come on, man. What is like he like? Yeah, you know, and I said I got a couple. It's just Dylan. I mean, he just wakes up. He wakes up to be on the turd list. Like, oh, come on, man. Like, he wakes up with, honest to God, I think he wakes up and says, how can I win this week? I mean, first, all the ridiculous trash that he is talking that he cannot back up against that team. He cannot back up against that team of the United States. Nothing. He is the new, like, what Russ used to say about Patrick Beverly, just doing all these movements and staring down, and that stare down thing he does where he just stands there, that's the lamest thing I've seen in sports in a long time. And then, you know my man, Book, is doing an interview, and you're just going to walk through it with your silly backpack.
Set the tone for the season.
What season?
First of all, they might be teammates here in six months.
Say? Setting the tone? Setting the tone for what? Dylan just... I bet he walked out just, I got him with that one.
They're fighting it out for the play-in next year, those two.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Dylan gets on my nerves.
I love it. How can anybody be mad at Dylan Brooks?
How?
He's a joy.
Okay.
Drill it in a little, bud. Just drill it in a little.
That is what lanes. He is hot to trot this.
Dylan, you be you, okay? Don't let them change you.
Dylan, you be you. You've been watching episodes of Jenny Jones or something.
Don't let them change you, Dylan.
All right, coming up, a little Big Three at Three. We'll look at last night's game as the Astros take the series against the Marlins. They handle business yesterday. But the big news with Jose Altuve involving the All-Star game. We will let you know about that and dive a little deeper to last night's USA game against Canada. That is coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Turd Ferguson.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.